when the cymbals come in, that is my cue to come in and tell you that you're tuned to WMCB LP 107.9 FM in Greenfield, Massachusetts, and you're listening to Piece of Work. My name is Mike, and I'll be here until 5 o'clock. It's 4:01. Thanks for tuning in. After me will be Vincent Dango with Voyager 3 Live. Thanks to Kent, who just departed the studio, doing a live edition of Pretty Vacant. All right, this first block is going to go Pittsburgh, PA, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Oamaru, New Zealand, and then Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to start with Muzzle Tongue. Oh, all four of these are going to be self-released. Good for you, primary block. Muzzle Tongue is the first band doing a song called Crystal Rose from a record that came out this year called Painted World. They of Pittsburgh, PA, that is. Thanks for listening.
Second chance. Close to nothing, close to nothing, about anything.
Thank you. one day, I know I'm going to be so crazy that, like, I can't even talk anymore, but I can f***ing fly. Like, it will be rad. I'll just wander about. No one can stop me. No one can do anything. I'll just show up wherever I want to. I can buy whatever I want.
That man will headline RPM Festival this year. That's right, that was Matt Pike of High on Fire. I'm very, very proud of the RPM Fest folks snagging High on Fire for that event of theirs. I'll be away, but otherwise, I think this would be my first year attending. Ecstatic Vision is playing. They're a great Philly band. Sound a lot like the first Monster Magnet record, the good one. It just got worse from there. Squid Pisser is playing. The Dwarves used to be really fun, good. They've been... I stopped paying attention a long time ago, but perhaps they still got it. High on Fire certainly does. Mr. Matt Pike, that was. Before that, Spoonful from Memphis, Tennessee, a self-release. They're playing Gonerfest this year. That was from their release that came out in 2024 called Infrastructor. And that was the last song on the four-song EP, Corpse House. Before that, also self-released, The Cuticles did Fingernails. Har har. From a single they put out this year, they are from Oamaru, New Zealand. How about that? Before that, also self-released, Pleasure Cube from Minneapolis. They put out I think it's also a four-song EP called Big Doses this year. That was Drunk Bomb. One word, Drunk Bomb. And the set began. All self-released songs that set. That was Muzzle Tongue from Pittsburgh, PA. The song was called Crystal Rose. Also came out this year on Painted World, their LP. And that catches us up. You're listening to Piece of Work. If you want to know what gets played or get reminders before the show starts, follow along on Instagram, Piece of Work PV, all one word. PV stands for Pioneer Valley, not PV the amplifier. Pioneer Valley in Western Mass. 107.9, last on the dial, first in our hearts, as we like to say. We hope you say it too. We hope you feel it. Thanks for listening. We're going to go now where we always have to go in this show. Not Melbourne, but it's often Melbourne. We're going to go to Australia because we always go to Australia in this show. It's going to go Melbourne, Paris, France, Glasgow, Scotland, all foreign bloc. Starting off with CLAMM. I want you to know it's all capitals. CLAMM. They put out a record this year called And in Glue on Poison City Records. We're going to hear a song called Licensing as soon as I cue it up. What did I tell you we were going to listen to next? That's right, CLAMM, yep. And in Glue, you probably hear me clicking away here on the old trackpad. Oh, what a DJ embarrassment. Click, click, scroll, click. All right. Thanks for your patience. CLAMM doing The Licensing.
Time goes in the licensing.
Dude, all there is like hot pockets and burritos and hot dogs and all that. You know, a Denny's, you throw eggs at you.
Set it free. Nothing in this world.
That was Normal Service. A band from Glasgow. No lyrics. I normally don't play instrumentals, except as bed music, but I liked it. I don't know the Meat Puppets well, but I think maybe the beginning of that song anyway. Meat Puppets, people would say, hey, it sounds like Meat Puppets. That was Raljex, R-A-L-J-E-X, which it turns out is like Bengay. It's a topical relief. From 2025's EP, Songs for Swinging Lovers. That's right. Before that, from Paris, France, Flipper. That's F-L-I-P-P-E-U-R. I love that stuff. There's a band called Elvis 2. Love it. Flipper. The song's called, I'll try this, Peur de l'Avion, which translates to Fear of Flying, from 2025's LP, which I can pronounce, Elastique. That was on Idiotape, which I believe is an Australian label. And before that, were two Australian bands, because we always go to Australia on this show. Self-released was Minibus, one word, Kick a Stone. That was the kind of twee one, from a single that came out this year. They're from Melbourne, and also from Melbourne were the band that started us off, Clam. And I want you to know it's all capitals, C-L-A-M-M. A song called The Licensing from their new record, And in Glue, that came out on Poison City Records. All right, this next block is going to go New Orleans, Burlington, Vermont, Athens, Georgia. Twisted Teens played up in Vermont, in Brattleboro. They almost played Turner's Falls, but I was too honest. Well, maybe I wasn't too honest. I was too ill-informed. I didn't think the audience for Twisted Teens was as large as it was. So I think I wildly underestimated how many people I thought would attend the show. And I honestly told them what I thought. And then they said, no thanks. They didn't actually say that. They said, we can't fit one more date on this tour. And then they played Brattleboro. So we're going to hear now from Twisted Teens. Concealed Weeping is the name of this one. They put out two records in 2026. Wild. Florida Water Blues is the newest one on Going Underground Records. A song called Concealed Weeping. And once again, I am underprepared. Do you hear me typing? I'm typing the word Bandcamp. Yep. You hear the trackpad? Yep. That's me.
See session. You might catch a case of depression. From black to gray, gray to white, there's a night in the day and a day in the night. Opposites create one another, and it makes you feel like you'd rather not bother.
Am I different? Yeah. Have I changed my pants? No.
Everything you look at looks back at you. The shelves are all empty, but you're proud. It's been a while since you've looked within, but have you tried talking to your medicine? All I wanna do is look at you, looking at me with the moonlight in your eyes. These days come so quick, these nights go so quick.
2 from Athens, Georgia, 1 from Burlington, Vermont, and 1 from New Orleans. Those two from Athens, most recently, was Bone Bag on Hardtack Records. A little older, the furthest back we've gone today, 2024, from their release, Glimmer, that was Ooze, the song Ooze by Bone Bag. Before that, Regulator, whoopsie. There's this new habit where bands put their demo on Bandcamp and they don't break it up into songs. They don't cut it up. They just put the whole damn side on there. So we heard a bunch of songs. We heard like 2/3 of their songs from that release. I don't know what the titles are. They didn't title them. Regulator. It says Regulator is the song. Regulator is the band also. And the release is called Regulator/Crying Form Split. That's all I got for you. Before that, a Burlington, Vermont troubadour, Greg Freeman. That's the single from Greg Freeman's new record, All Set the Bone. It's coming out soon this year. That song is called Indu, I-N-D-U. And the set began with someone who just played Vermont, Brattleboro. In fact, Twisted Teens were up at Stone Church. Is that last week? Yeah. They're from New Orleans. They put out 2 records, 2 full lengths this year. That was from their most recent one, Florida Water Blues, a song called Concealed Weeping. Okay, you're listening to a piece of work on 107.9 FM, last on the dial, but first in our hearts. I've got like 11 minutes left. I got some announcements. Yes. First, thanks for listening. Second, next week, no show. The station's closed. We're going to do some fixing up. People are going to take vacations. I'm going to Pennsylvania. Not vacation. Visit family. Not fun. Not vacation. Okay, I had to draw a line in the sand because I kept punting on the following. I have a stash of songs that are American bands singing with fake British accents. I've got a whole show's worth. And if I didn't pick a date and announce it, I would never use them. I would never deliver to you the spit take, which is August 10th edition shall be Piece of Work brings you 16 or so American bands singing with fake British accents. If you want a reminder, follow along on the Instagram, Piece of Work PV, all one word, PV as in Pioneer Valley. That's where we're at. That'll be August 10th. It'll be fun. And no, I'm not being mean. I love the songs, or I wouldn't play them, but it's still fun to notice an American band with a fake British accent. And I'm not above that either. If I could sing and play guitar at the same time, I might try it. Okay, final announcement. Smirk. Smirk has a new record out. Smirk's going on tour. We're bringing Smirk to the Pioneer Valley. Smirk's going to do a show at St. Kaz in Turner's Falls on Tuesday, August 4th. Not this Tuesday, but the following Tuesday. Consider coming out and finding your host behind the soundboard and seeing some great bands. Dauber, ex-Screaming Females folks, Mike, in fact, plus 2 more. They're rippers. They're from Hudson, New York. They're coming over to start things off. It's an early show. It's a weeknight. Everyone wants to get into bed and wants a good night's sleep. We're going to help you. Dauber goes on at 7 p.m., Smirk goes on at 8 p.m. Demented Effects, Western Mass Hardcore, go on at 9:30 p.m. All music will be done by 10. Then you do what you want. You don't have to get into bed. So let's hear from Smirk. Smirk put out a single. It was supposed to get pressed on vinyl. I ordered it on Bandcamp over half a year ago. I never got mine. And Discogs doesn't show that it ever got released. So what's going on with Industrial Standards Records? Did you press it or not? Anyway, you can get it on all the streaming platforms. Let's hear Smirk's Manhunt in Paradise from 2024. from a single that came out in 2025. Thanks for tuning in to Piece of Work. We've got a few minutes left. We'll be right back. That was Society. Society has a new record coming out on Under the Gun this year, a Philadelphia band. Gang Stalkin' was the name of that one. One word from Rain of Flies, that record that's coming out to be released. Before that, Smirk did Manhunt in Paradise from last year's single. And Smirk's going to be in Turner's Falls on Tuesday, August 4. Come on out, playing with Dauber and Demented FX. Doors at 5:30, everything done by 10 o'clock. And we're going to close with a little bit. Vincent Dan Gough is here, and he's going to take you from 5 to 6 with Voyager 3 Live. We'll hear a moment of Bleary-Eyed's song, Easy. They're also from Philly. Thanks for tuning in.